Sometime next year, a Colorado company hopes to have a prototype of a handheld device that can test a person's THC level. LifeLock Technologies of Wheat Ridge makes blood alcohol content detectors, and recently it won a grant from the state to create a similar device for marijuana. Barry Knott is president and CEO of LifeLock. He says law enforcement has no way to test for THC during a traffic stop.
We've had breathalyzer technology for alcohol for 30 years, but there's no equivalent to a THC breathalyzer on the market today. What we are hoping to do and moving along the path with the state of Colorado on is to develop the equivalent of a alcohol breathalyzer for marijuana.
So what then is your challenge? You make alcohol breathalyzers.
Right.
Is the same kind of thing going on in a person's lungs and breath with marijuana?
It's very different, and therein lies the challenge. In the case of THC, the ingredient or the compound that intoxicates a person is what we call Delta 9. And the good news is that it is exhaled in the breath. But in order to detect it, we need to use a different technology than we would use for alcohol. And Delta 9 persists in the blood really only for a couple hours after you've smoked or ingested it.
Can you explain to me how an alcohol breathalyzer works?
In breath testing, what we look for is a deep lung sample of breath that has picked up alcohol from your bloodstream when you exhale. Once the alcohol-laden breath gets into the breathalyzer, it goes into a fuel cell. And the fuel cell that's in a breathalyzer is not that dissimilar from the fuel cells we read about powering automobiles and other things today. It uses alcohol as the energy source. So the breath alcohol goes into the fuel cell, it's turned into electrical current, and we measure the strength of that current, and that determines your blood alcohol content.
So as you're working on this marijuana equivalent, do you know if Delta 9 is also an energy source like the alcohol?
It is not. We can't use the same fuel cell technology. We have to use an entirely different technology. So therein lies the challenge, not only to prove the technology that we're working on, but then to miniaturize it to the point where it could be used in a handheld device.
How are you approaching the detection of Delta 9?
Every chemical compound or molecule has its own unique chemical fingerprint. Delta 9 has a unique fingerprint all unto itself. That fingerprint, when you look at it through a spectroscopy, may look close to another fingerprint, to a metabolite fingerprint, but it is distinct. So to the point that we can use spectroscopy to distinguish between the two fingerprints, we can then fairly definitively say that this is Delta 9, this is not Delta 9, or this is a metabolite of THC.
Barry Knott is president and CEO of LifeLock Technologies. His company, based in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, makes handheld blood alcohol level detectors widely used in law enforcement and hospitals. His company is now developing a similar device to detect blood levels of THC from marijuana. He hopes to have a working device on the market by 2016. I'm Roger Adams, Aspen Public Radio News.